Amen. Amen.
Radio.
Amen. Praise God. I was having a little issues getting on, but I thank God. To God be the glory that I was able to get on. I apologize, saints. I was having problems, technical problems, as we would mention and say, but to God be the glory, I was able to get in, and I thank God for it. I'm giving a few more seconds to a caller, so still trying to get in. To God be the glory. I thank God that we're on. You know, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Some people didn't wake up this morning. Some people didn't get up to see another minute, another second, another hour, another day. But thank God, to God be the glory that we were able to get in. We were able to see the beautiful sunshine, hear the birds chirp. We were able to see everything that God has made, and when he made it, he said it was beautiful. So I'm giving people a few more seconds to come in, a few more seconds to come in.
Thank you.
Yes, I belong to you. You know, most people want to belong to a group or a clique or a gathering or this or that, but I belong to Jesus. That's who I belong to. And because I belong to him, I want to let him know that I not only belong to him, but I love him. And so when you love something and you belong to him, you belong to someone, you act as if you love that person. You treat that person with respect. You treat that person with honor. You treat that person with reverence. And we all belong to Jesus. We all belong to the Father. We worship the Father. We honor the Father this morning. And, you know, saints, it's just amazing to see how many people have passed. Young folks are dying from this COVID. It's amazing to see the doctors say healthy people are dying. Young people in their 30s and 20s are dying. Death has a respect for no person. So this is why we need to get on our knees. We need to pray and cry out to the Father and tell him to come and please and heal the land. Because without prayer, the Father is like, okay, you know, I'm just waiting for them to finish doing what they're doing. I'm waiting for them to finish working out their tactics and their brains and their knowledge. And you know what? Even Solomon had to ask for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding because he realized he couldn't do it on his own. He needed the Father to help him do it on his own. So even Solomon had to ask for the Father to come in and help him, to give him wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. So as we partake in New Day prayer, let us pray for all the COVID patients. Our young people are being attacked on. If it's not gunfire, now they're suffering with COVID. If it's not COVID, they're suffering with homeless. If it's not homeless, they're suffering with starvation because the government has decided, oh, well, you know, there's no more emergency catastrophe in Florida, so let's cut the food stamps to $19. And I've heard some people say, you know, Pastor Sanchez, I can't live off of $19. I still have to feed myself. I still have, and it's just terrible. It's just terrible. It's more about the politics than it is about the people. So let us go into prayer. And if anyone out there, the lines are open, if anyone out there who has a specific prayer that they want to ask for or pray for or want us to intercede for, speak up or forever hold your peace. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, dear gracious Lord, Lord, we come to you today in prayer. Father, we asking for you to heal the land. Father, I know our cries have been out to you, but Father, you even told Abraham, if you find five, and when Abraham came back, he said, Father, if I find one, will you say? And he said, yes. So, Father, even though we may be few on the prayer line, but, Father God, I think that we are mighty in voice. I thank God that we are mighty in people. I thank God that we are mighty in power. So, Father God, we come to you right now asking you to heal the land right now, Father God. There's a demon of illness in this land, Father God. And we know that you can stand on the battleship. You can stand on the Titanic and just wave your hand and say, peace. Be still. So, Father God, we ask for that peace to be still on the land with this COVID right now, Father God.
Yes, God.
Father God, we ask that you come out and to the highways and byways where people are rejecting the virus and rejecting the idea that this virus can kill them. Father, let them know that this thing is serious. Father God, let them know that this thing has no race, no color, no age. It will hit anybody that is not vaccinated. And Father God, cover our babies. Our children are being forced to go to school and being told that they don't have to wear masks. Father God, put your hedge of protection around each and every last one of our babies. Father God, let no harm come near them, seen or unseen. Father God, let no COVID hit our children. Let no COVID pick our children. Let no COVID take our children's life right now, Father God. For Father God, we know this is the tactic of the enemy, and we call it out right now, Father God. We call it out there and say, cease of the enemy hands right now, Father God. Father God, we call it out and say, stop the enemy in his traps. Stop the enemy in his tactics. Stop the enemy in his loopholes right now, Father God. For Father God, our children are being sacrificed right now, Father God. And you say, suffer not the little ones to come unto you right now, Father God. I even heard Paul say, how can we cry out to you, Father, if we are dead in the grave? Can a dead man make noise? Father God, I know you love us, and I know you have your hand up against the enemy right now, Father God. But we need more of you, Father God. We need more of your power right now, Father God. We need more of your protection right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, Father God, we need more of the word of God to go through the land and sweep it with the cleaning right now. Father God, like David said in Psalms 51, create in me a clean heart, Father God. We need some people's hearts to be clean right now, Father God, so that they can understand that this is a spiritual battle that we're in. This is a welfare of a spiritual battle that we're in right now, Father God. So, Father God, we're going to do like Exodus 10 and 10 said, stand still and watch the Lord fight your battle. Father God, we're asking you to come in and fight the battle right now, Father God, because, Father God, we have tried our tactics. We have tried our theories. We have tried science. But, Father God, we're still suffering with this COVID now. So, Father God, we've tried everything that we thought what was best, but we know the best thing for us is you right now, Father God. So, Father God, we call out your name. We call out your name from the west to the east, from the south to the north, from the four coasts of the winds. We call out on you right now, Father God, to come in and heal our COVID, to come in and heal the land of COVID. Right now, Father God. Father God, I have some special people on my list right now. Father God, I'm asking that you go by Pastor Parker's family right now, Father God. Father God, keep that protective hedge around Pastor right now, Father God, for she is a mighty woman of God right now. And Father God, she has an awesome testimony. But Father God, how can she give a testimony if the hedge is not kept around her? So Father God, we ask that you continue on keeping that hedge around her, because there are young sisters and brothers out there who need to hear the testimony right now, Father God. Father God, I ask you to keep a protective hedge around her children right now, Father God. Her son is in school right now, Father God. Keep a protective hedge around her baby, her grandbaby that's on the way right now, Father God. Let no illness, no sickness, no harm, no drunk, no nothing come near this household right now, Father God. And Father God, I have a special occasion for her right now, Father God. So I saw, Pastor Camilla, that you will have a house, and I saw a 4-bedroom for you right now, Father God. Thank you for the vision right now. Father God, thank you for the vision. Father God, she will get this house, Father God. As a matter of fact, the Lord told me to tell you, Pastor, the house is looking for you. You're not looking for the house. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know when, but I know that this house is looking for you right now, Pastor. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father God, not only take a hedge around her, Father God, wherever her dwelling may be, may she lead many people, many souls to Christ right now, Father God. May her line be overfilled with a lot of souls that needs to hear the word of God right now. Father God, keep her strong in her ministry, Father God. Keep her strong in the ministry where she can lead many souls, lost souls, to Christ right now, Father God. Father God, I hear that Sister D is in need for prayer right now, Father God. Pray for her right now, right now, Father God. Pray for her. I'm praying for her health right now, Father God. Increase our health right now, Father God.
not only increase her health, but increase her mother's health right now, Father God. Father God, keep a protective hedge around them as we pray right now, Father God. Give them the victory right now, Father God. And let their mind, which is in them, be in you also, Father God. Let their minds know that they have the victory right now, Father God. And no harm, no sickness of harm can come near their dwelling right now, Father God. Father God, I'm praying for Sister Angie right now, Angela, right now, Father God. Keep a protective hedge around her and her family right now, Father God. Continue on giving her the increase right now, Father God, for she is a mighty woman of God with power right now, Father God. Let's be able to go ahead and birth that ministry that you have in her right now, Father God. Let that ministry come forth as it comes forth with the ricochet of a gun bullet right now, Father God. Let her ministry be birthed with all kinds of large increase in territory right now, Father God. Father God, look down on my family right now, Father God. Keep a protective hedge around them, Father God. We thank you for all of the substance that you have given my family to stand on right now, Father God. We thank you for all of the favor that you have given on our church family right now, Father God. We thank you for the grace and mercy that you have shown us right now, Father God. And Father God, not only have you given us grace and mercy, but we thank you for unmerited favor that you have given us right now, Father God. The unmerited favor. I hear people say favor, not fair, but God, we thank you for the unmerited favor that you have shown on us right now, Father God. Father God, look on our nation. Look on our government right now, Father God. For our government is in a mess right now, Father God. But Father God, I know all you got to do is just go White House right now. Go and touch the president's mind. Touch the vice president's mind. Not only that, touch all of the doctors that's ready to quit their job. Father, give them some substance that they can stand on right now, Father God. Give them some substance that they can say, I can make a difference right now, Father God. Father God, look on our nurses that's burnt out right now, Father God. Give them extra strength. Give them renewed strength right now, Father God, that they can stand on the word of God and give some kind of strength to the patients that's in the COVID ward right now, Father God. Father God, not only look down on our government, but look down on our senators and our governors and our mayors and our commissioners right now, Father God. Let them know, Father God, it's not politics that we should be worried about, but it's the people right now, Father God. There's no such thing in heaven as red and blue right now, Father God. There's no such thing as good credit and bad credit in heaven right now. Father God, it's about the souls right now, Father God. So continue on giving the government new things to help people and not about the politics. Father God, we ask that you remove the politics out of the way right now, Father God, because it's not about the politics right now. God. It's about the people right now. Father God, give the influx where we can continue on having the word of God being sowed forth throughout the earth. Father God, let us not get weary in what we're doing right now, Father God. Let us not get tired of the race right now, Father God. Give us the renewed strength right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, Father God, I ask that you bless every single pastor, every single minister, every single deacon, every single deaconess, every single missionary. Give them the wings of the eagle right now, Father God, so that they can fly high right now and just drop that word on the souls right now, Father God. And Father God, we're going to believe everything is done. We're going to call it the victory. We're going to give you the honor and glory because we're stand fast on that word. We're going to have the faith of a mustard seed. We're going to tell that mountain be removed. As a matter of fact, COVID, you are the mountain. So we call it in the name of Jesus, and we say you be cast back to the pit of where you came from. We call it out right now in the name of Jesus. Pastor Camilla, I hear you. Come on in, my dear. Come on in.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you, Father, for the prayer that Pastor prayed on today, Lord God. Father, we thank you for everything, Lord God, that we're seeking you on our knees, crying out to you, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, that you would hear every prayer that is prayed on today, Father God. Father, we pray, Father, that you restore everything that you poured out on today. We're praying for you and praying for our sisters and our brothers, Lord God. Father, we pray, Lord God, for our country as you prayed, Father, that, Father God, the hedge of protection would be over your people. Those of us, Lord God, who are called by your name, Lord God, those of us, Lord God, here humbling ourselves and praying before you, Lord God, that you will cover our family, Lord God, that you will cover our loved ones, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Father God, because we know, God, that million did not make it, but Father God, we are here alive, breathing, worshiping you, Lord God, and thanking you, Lord God. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God. Father, we give you praise for this day, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for everything that you do for us, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for your grace and your mercy, Lord God. It is so much around us, Lord God. But, Father, with you, Lord God, is peace, Lord God. With you, Lord God, is happiness and joy, Lord God. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for being around, Lord God, that you are in our presence, Lord God, that you're in our homes, Lord God, jobs, Lord God, where others, Lord God, are going through things, Lord God, you're allowing us to go right on through them, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that you, Lord God, would not leave us nor forsake us, Lord God. You say those of us, God, who praise you and worship you, those of us who humble ourselves, Lord God, you are there with us. We thank you. Thank you, Father, for showing us who you are in our life, Father God. We thank you, God, that you're moving, God. When others can't understand how our bills are being paid in this epidemic that we're going through, that people are losing their jobs, as we trust in you as we are doing right now, Lord God, you are always providing, keeping, protecting, keeping us and healing us, Father. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God. We pray that others, Lord God, will start trusting in you, Lord God, more than anything in this world, in this life, in this time, Lord God, that they would humble themselves as well and pray to you, Lord God. You, Father, could heal this land, Father. We pray for our sisters and brothers, Lord God, that they have lost their way, Lord God, that they will find a way back, God, that they will know, God, that you are their first love, Lord God, that you, God, are the one that is keeping them alive. You're the one that's keeping the COVID from attacking them and their families, Lord God. Help them to see you, Lord God, that it's not a mask that they're wearing. It's you, Lord, that's the mask, the whole protection over that body, Lord God, that you, Father God, make all things possible in our life. Well, Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for everything that is happening around us, Lord God. We thank you, Father, because you allow us to open up our eyes and see you, Lord God, that you're tired of everything that you're seeing happening around us with all the hatred, the anger, the bitterness, Lord God. You're tired, Lord God. So, Father, we understand, God. So those of us, God, who are here right now, God, stand out to you, God, as Moses asked you, which you just spared the people. If you see like two or three here, as Abraham asked you, Lord God, if you find two or three that are faithful, that are praying with you, Lord God, spare the people. So, Father God, as we're now with this noonday prayer, we know that other believers are praying right now, Lord God. We ask that you, Lord God, would hear a mighty roar that is right, Lord God, that it would get your attention, God, that you, Father, would our children, that you protect our children, God, even as the government, God, in different states that are not allowing the teachers to force masks, that our children could be protected, Lord God. We pray, God, that you protect our children, Lord God. Father, that you will move over their behalf, Lord God. Father, that you will help the petitions, Lord God, to start doing the things, God, to protect our people, Lord God. But even if they don't, God, we trust you to be the protector, provider, and keeper of our children, Lord God. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, if they're on that school, Lord God. We pray hurt, harm, or danger come upon them, Lord God, and no shootings or no hurt come upon the children. And, Father, we pray right now for those, God, who are walking around with mental illness right now, Lord God. We pray for those, God, that are things out of their mental capacity, Lord God. I pray for the mother down in Miami, Florida, Lord God, who murdered her baby and then tried to kill her daughter and her husband because she said, you said, Lord God, to do those things. But, Father, we know it's a lie. That is not nothing of you, Lord God, to have them. Lord God, I ask that you would heal those, God, who have mental illness, Lord God. Restore their minds, Lord God, that they won't hurt their families, Lord God. Give them a safe place, Lord God, that they could be. Send those minister into their life, Lord God, and help them, Father God. I pray for that family who's enduring having to bury that baby, Lord God. Father, I even pray for the mother, Lord God, in St. Louis, Lord God, who lost all five of her children in the fire, Lord God. Father, I pray for the heart, Lord God. I pray, Father, that she won't have anger towards her mother for leaving the children in the home to be burned up, Lord God. I pray, Father, for the heart of that mother. Because, Father, I couldn't even imagine losing one of my children, but to lose five children at one time, Lord God, that's a hard time for this mother. So, Father, I pray, Lord God, that she don't walk away from you, but that she'll grow closer to you, Lord God, that her strength will come from you. Father, I pray that others will minister into her life to show her God still there with her in a time of loss. Father, we pray for any family that is losing a loved one on today, Lord God. We pray for those that are losing their spouses, their children, their family members, Lord God, from this COVID, Lord God. It's a hard time for our family. From a sickness or an illness, Lord God. But Father, we pray for them, Lord God. I pray for my aunt's friend who just lost her husband of 32 years on yesterday, Lord God, who lost his life to COVID, God. I pray for her right now, Lord God, for her children, Lord God. It's a hard thing to lose a spouse after that many years of somebody that you love and you depend on. So, Father, I pray for her strength right now, Lord God. I pray, Father, that you will meet her, Lord God, and that she's in, that she has shut down everybody. I pray, Lord God, that you're right there, Lord, that she will make good decisions in this time of grieving, Lord God. I pray, Father, for the strength of her children, Lord God. We pray for those, God, all around the world and our country who are crying out over the loss of their loved ones, Lord God. And we are praying for those in Afghanistan, Lord God, who are being attacked, who are being murdered because of who they are, Lord God. We pray for safety for them, Lord God, that they will have a safe place to stay and that people won't just use them to help them, but they will do it because they love them and they want to see their sisters and brothers, Father God, safe and healthy. So, Father, we pray for even those in Haiti, Lord God, who are still going through destruction, pain, and hurt of the love of all the people, Lord God, that died through the earthquake and the storms, Lord God. We pray for them, Lord God. Sometimes we only pray for America, but we pray for every third world country, Lord God, who's lacking water, food, provisions for their families, Lord God. We pray for those that are doing missionary work, that they're doing it with good ambition, God, and they're not doing to misuse your people, Lord God. We pray for those in Africa, Haiti, Lord God, all around our country, Lord God. We pray for those in Cuba who are fighting for their Lord God. We pray, Father, for Mexico, Lord God, that the crime would stop, God. We pray for every country in this world, Lord God, because each and every one of us are created in your likeness and your image, and we all breathe the same color, red blood, Lord God. So thank you, God, for that, Lord God, and we thank you and your praise, glory, and honor, Father, in your precious Son, Jesus' name, Father. I thank you and I adore you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is going to end our new day prayer. Please, saints, please come back tonight for a powerful Bible study tonight. I'm telling you, Pastor Camilla is teaching us some things that is so powerful, and it's so important to have the woman of God to give you the word, the substance. Most pastors don't take the time out to break the word down like Pastor Camilla, but she give us some substance. She's giving us good food to stand on, pure food to stand on. So if you're not busy, even if you are busy, still take that time out tonight at 9 o'clock and come back online with us at Restoration Ministry International. The number is 949-534-0725. Come back online tonight and hear the word. I'm telling you, good food, you know how it is when you get good food, you want to go lay down and sleep. I promise you, when you get on Bible study tonight with Pastor Camilla Parker, you're going to have some good food. All you're going to want to do is go to sleep because you got some good food. She's going to give you some neck bones, some collard greens with that good old cornbread, and she's going to give it to you Louisiana style. So please come back on tonight and join us tonight. This ends Noonday Prayer. Pastor, do you have anything you want to add before we get off?
I just want to tell you, thank you for that prayer, because night before last, I had a dream, and it's like you know that I've been going through so many attacks. But I wanted you all to know that when you stay connected in prayer with other believers, God will give you what you need. I had a dream night before last that somebody had been trying to murder me. In the dream, the person kept chasing me, trying to kill me, kept chasing me in cars, trying to attack me and kill me. And I was running from them, and they just kept coming at me, kept coming. They were shooting in my cars. They were trying to do stuff to me over and over, like they wouldn't give up. But some kind of way in the dream that I escaped. I thought that I was in a safe place, and I was in this place with these people that I've never met. Didn't know nothing about them. But the lady said that you could come where I am, you will be safe. And when I got there, the people welcomed me in. I wasn't like them. I wasn't from their area, nothing, but they welcomed me in, Pastor, and they gave me protection. And as we was there and enjoying and happy and praising, the person found me. The person mysteriously found where I was, and she came in. And they told me for me to hide, and they got me. They're going to protect me. One of the man of it was like a chief. He was like a big high chief of like this Indian tribe, right? And he said, you are safe with us. As the woman came in, he went to protect me. She hurt him. And it kind of made me upset because I felt like these was good people that's protecting me from you. Why am I running from you? Because God, right. My God, got me. So when I went to attack her, this particular, it was a woman figure, went to attack him. She started coming at me, but then the whole tribe began to fight against her. And we got her. We took her out. And I just looked and I thought about it. When you think that you're fighting alone, God will send an army to fight for you. I was running from the woman by myself, and then God sent me to a place where I had a whole lot of protection around me. And the man gave his life for me. The chief stood in the front of me, and she had killed him. He took the blade from me that was supposed to be for me, took it. And the same blade that she used for him is the same blade that I was able to use to take her out with the people helping me. So see, the blade, when I hear you praying today, the blade is the word of God, your prayer.
Yes.
Your faithfulness praise in your God. Prayer and getting in the word of God. That blade is what cut that spirit down that's trying to take your life. When you're going through something and it's constantly keep running at you and trying to attack you and trying to kill you, and sometimes we run from it because we don't want to, we ain't ready to die. We ain't ready to go through that. But what God showed me is that in your fear, I need you to face it, to know that I got an army fighting with you. Because see, when I was running, it kept coming. But when I faced it, the army surrounded me when we attacked it and beat it together with that same sword that was coming at us. So
praise
God is in the midst of your work and your life. And I didn't understand that dream till I heard you pray today, that how could I be able to have my testimony if I'm not covered? But I thought about what the dream showed me. I am covered. Because when the blood comes in, the lady is splashed all over me, and it messed up everybody's garments. People's like, don't worry about it. The blood is okay. And I thought about it. We all covered in the blood of the Lamb. And the blood is good for each and every one of us. Now people pray sometimes and say, I plead the blood of Jesus. You don't have to plead. The price has already been for you. You apply the blood of the Lamb over you because the price has already paid. The battle is won. So whomever this is for today, it was my dream, but God wanted me to bring it out to you that you're covered by the blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb. And the man, the chief, that took that place for me. I even see God showing me that was Christ showing you what he did. He took the price for you. You don't have to run no more. You ain't got to be afraid of the enemy trying to attack. It could come at you every kind of way because she was shooting at me, shooting in the car at me. me, and then he just showed that he's going to throw all kind of blades at you, bullets at you that take you out, but I will take them bullets from you. I will take that kind of pierce to you. I will keep you.
Yes.
And then when you're facing it, I got an army going to fight for you.
Exactly.
And I think about that on today as you go about your day for you, and he will take those and those bullets right from you. Whatever is thrown at you, Christ is right there. And he got an army on the side when you face it, and don't be afraid because he ain't give us the spirit of fear. And I thank you for praying because you didn't even know because I didn't talk to you or Sister Angela after that. I kind of avoided y'all for a while because I didn't know where that dream was going at, and then you prayed for me today, and I say, God, that's the answer. You're right. We pray.
Amen.
We need to pray for one another because we're stronger as a community than fighting by yourself. You know, like how they say, one finger can't do nothing, but if it's a fist balled up together, it can make a foe against the enemy. So when we're together, unifying together and praying for noonday prayer, we fighting, and we fighting the battles together. Which is why our family should be covered. But whenever you stay away and think that you yourself, you cannot. You need to fight with other believers that will pray for you when you're not thinking of them praying for you. I wasn't expecting you to pray that prayer that you prayed for me today, but you did. So I encourage you to call in every Wednesday for the prayer and get this prayer. You got prayer requests? Call in and tell her what it is that you want to pray about. In order to overcome these things in your life, you got to get the army around you. You can't fight no war by yourself.
Exactly.
And the enemy is busy. He's busy. This woman said God came to her in a dream and told her that the COVID vaccination is a sin to get it and that she needs to kill her family. That's the devil. Because God ain't going to tell you to do that. So y'all better start praying up and stay prayed up and pray for one and get there. The enemy is running rapid. They've been fighting down in Broward County at the school board because they're asking them to have the kids to have mandatory masks. Right now in Broward County, school on it started last. They already have 90 kids already in the hospital from COVID.
90,000.
Yeah. So y'all better stay pray for your family and your loved ones. You better pray with other people. We better start praying community and our family and our children. People are getting sick. People are going crazy out here because they don't know no other way. We got to pray.
Yeah.
The enemy is I mean, you said God around with us, he's not playing no more with us. We better get it together, and which means fellowship, getting your prayer with other people so you can be an army against the enemy, because the enemy already got his army ready for you.
Exactly.
And you can't fight all them by yourself. You can't fight those demons by yourself. Got to get on the prayer line and get linked up with other believers that are praying for the same things that you want. You want children to be safe. You want to see your grandkids. You want yourself to be healthy and safe. You better get on and get a part of the army that's fighting for God's people. Join that army. Don't they always ask you to join the American army? Army of the Lord. Sign up for that.
Super
God's army. Everybody go run and go fight for Uncle Sam in the country. Fight for God. We losing.
Exactly.
Our children is suffering. We losing. Our loved ones is suffering. We losing. And it's just, thank you all for praying for my mom because she called me and been calling and I had to pray about it. God, she wants me to take over responsibility of her finances. So thank you, Pastor, because I was thinking about it hard, and my husband would say, you ever known of anybody with addiction ask you to take over their money? And I say, no. He said, that's a cry for help. And I thank God for that. I thank God that he's putting it in her mind that she knows that she needs help. So thank all of you who keep praying for my mom. I thank God is working on her. So I go meet with her on the weekend, and we're going to plan out how to do that. So I thank you all. Because I didn't see it that way, but my husband this morning, he was like, you have to, ain't nobody with addiction going to ask you to take over responsibility of their money. That's a cry for help. That means God is allowing her to make the first get her help. So thank y'all for praying for my mother. I pray for her complete from this addiction. Drug addiction is a strong sickness. And we got to pray for our loved ones that are dealing with addictions. It's hard for them to just let go all the way. If they don't have the support system, they will be lost. Thank you, Pastor. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you. Tonight, this message is going to be from Hebrews. I believe I put it on the thing. Let me see if I could get it. I think I put 12 and 13. We're going to read that tonight. So God bless you all. Thank you, Pastor.
God bless each and every last one of you. Please come back and have some soul food with us tonight. I promise you, it's going to be worth the dinner. It's going to be worth the dinner. So please come back and join us again at 9 o'clock tonight. And I ask that God give each and every last one of you an enjoyable afternoon. And we will meet again tonight at 9 o'clock. God bless each and every last one of you. This ends our noonday prayer. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. God bless. Good night, everybody.
God bless. Good. God bless. God bless everyone. God bless.